Cybersecurity authorities warn that on top of everything else, hackers are targeting hospitals and the health industry. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, the FBI and Homeland Security warned that Chinese hackers are trying to break into U.S. companies and health organizations to steal research and intellectual property related to the new coronavirus. And international authorities have been warning for weeks that malicious hackers are stepping up ransomware attacks against hospitals and healthcare providers. That's when they break into networks and hold data hostage until the organizations pay. Let's dig into all of this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been reporting on this from Washington.
Interpol, the U.S. government, Google, Microsoft have all come out and said, you know, there's a lot more attempts to get into hospitals, healthcare networks, drug companies working on a vaccine, all of that to take your data, steal it, or lock it up so you can't get access to it. So it certainly seems like it is a heightened threat. There's more going on.
So about these warnings, do we have a sense of what hackers are trying to get at when they attack these healthcare organizations?
The warnings have not been very specific as to what they're trying to get, but what they say is, you know, be careful if you are a company working on a new technology, a vaccine or testing technology, you should be worried. So it kind of implies that's what the bad guys would naturally be after.
What are the attack methods?
One of them is the software to get somebody in an organization to click the wrong thing. As I've spoken to some cyber analysts, they say, you know, there's a website that looks really similar to that Johns Hopkins global map of the coronavirus that so many of us have clicked on. If you click on the wrong thing there, then the malware kind of gets into your computer. There's also the fake emails, and some of them out there pretend to be from the boss of a company. And then there's tools to kind of get in just by hacking weak spots in a company network. And then there's another one to kind of roam inside the network to see what's there, and another tool to lock up the data. And then you can notify the people at the company, the organization, to say, well, you know what? Mm-hmm. You don't have access to your data anymore, and now you have to pay.
Do we have any sense of whether, like, these organizations are more or less secure? Are they in any way equipped to sort of deal with this at the same time that they're dealing with a massive public health crisis?
Well, people who have watched this, and I've spoken to one person who actually negotiates on behalf of healthcare organizations and hospitals when they get hacked in this way. And what they describe is many hospitals in general, they don't have the latest version of software. A lot of hospitals and diagnostic machines are running on Windows XP, and they have a lot of people coming in and out, and they're just crazy busy right now, even though the authorities say, well, you don't want to pay the ransom because you're rewarding bad behavior. Well, if you have lives to save, you might be a little bit more inclined to pay, even if you're not supposed to.
That's Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. And now for some related links. We've got more information on that FBI and Homeland Security warning on our website. Apparently, it is quite unusual for them to issue a joint statement. But TechCrunch notes that although the warning claims that China's hacking efforts, quote, pose a significant threat to our nation's response to COVID-19, neither organization immediately offered proof of those claims. They said they would release technical details soon. Reuters also reported last week that hackers tied to Iran had targeted the drug maker Gilead, which makes the only antiviral drug that's been proven to help treat COVID-19. All right, let's switch to a happier note. Entertainment and some feedback from our listeners. Earlier this week, I asked you what you're watching in quarantine. In Pulpy Fun, Kimberly in Northeastern Ohio said she and her family are watching Royal Pains on Netflix since the quarantine started. They're now in the middle of the fifth season. Robert told us he's being very highbrow and watching the complete filmography of Jean-Luc Godard. Me too. Maybe later. Lots of you said you are watching cooking shows. Denise suggested Alton Brown's YouTube show that he does with his wife on Tuesday nights. And Trisha said YouTube also has a series called Dave's Coronavirus Isolation Cooking Show, which apparently has salty language and a catchy theme song. Literally no one wrote in to say they were watching anything on Quibi. Okay, sorry, that was just mean. I will send you into the weekend with a recommendation of my own. I just finished binge watching Upload on Amazon Prime about uploading your consciousness after you die and how that's going to be a big business. It's very clever and funny. Although I am going to warn you now that the season ends with a cliffhanger. The show has been renewed, but we have no idea if that means they've shot new episodes or like when they'll be able to between now and 2030. So just choose wisely. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.